And good morning. It's now 6:04. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum has announced its executive director will leave at the end of the year. Christina Schutt has led that organization for 5 years and is the longest-serving director in the presidential library's history. She's also the first person of color to hold the position. In a statement, Schutt says she is proud of her accomplishments. The ALPLM Board of Trustees, in consultation with the governor, will select a new executive director, subject to confirmation by the Illinois State Senate. Democratic Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche was only nominated for the role to benefit President Donald Trump. Blanche is Trump's former personal lawyer. He testified yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is weighing whether to confirm him as the nation's top law enforcement official. At his hearing, Blanche faced questions about the Department of Justice's handling of the Epstein files, among other things. Here's Durbin.
In a time in history when we are witnessing the most corrupt presidency in the history of the United States, we need an attorney general who will stand up for what is right, stand up for honesty, and what do we have here? A fixer.
Durbin says Blanche is, quote, not loyal to the truth. Illinois is reporting 240 cases of the intestinal infection that causes explosive diarrhea. No definitive cause for the current outbreak has been identified. Cyclosporiosis is caused by a parasite. The source of the outbreak is unknown, as mentioned, but past outbreaks have been linked to imported fresh produce like bags, salad kits, and berries. In Illinois, 21 people have been hospitalized so far, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. Most in Illinois who contracted the illness have traveled recently. Officials recommend typical food safety guidelines like washing hands and thoroughly washing and scrubbing fresh produce. Along with the heat, state officials are urging northern Illinois residents to take precautions and protect their health as air quality remains poor. Sam Nofsker reports.
Northern Illinois is currently under an Air Pollution Action Day alert for ground-level ozone. Air quality forecasts suggest that current levels may already be unhealthy for some sensitive groups. A joint press release from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and the Illinois Department of Public Health indicates that drifting wildfire smoke will also affect the region on Thursday, July 16th. Officials say negative impacts from the smoke could linger into Friday and this weekend. Residents are advised to regularly check the weather for daily air quality forecasts. I'm Sam Nofsker.
It's currently 69 degrees, fair skies here in central Illinois to start the day, but we do have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later, 30% likely. We'll reach a high around 90 today, but the heat index could again approach 100. Those showers and thunderstorms may linger into the evening and overnight. We do have a chance for rain on Friday as well. This is NPR Illinois.